man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York
City. Welcome to the show, folks. This is your hillbilly up in North Dakota, James Kelso, and all you hillbillies out there. Thank you for joining us. It is December 21st, 2017. And I'm soloing tonight here on the Trump Phenomenon, the show we bring you Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The only day we skip is Saturday. And your phone calls are welcome at our perpetual phone number, which is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we've got another, last night was a doozy, and the night before that, hard to top those shows. But folks, it actually keeps on coming. I was thinking of playing tonight. A listener suggested that Karen Carpenter song, We've Only Just Begun, because that's where it stands, folks, both on the tax cut. Donald Trump and others said it in the fantastic victory celebration at the White House yesterday. We've only just begun. But we've also only just begun on the implosion of the Democrat Party, the implosion of the deep state left. And we'll start tonight's show off with that implosion, which has only just begun. And the man who will explain it, this isn't me, this isn't Kelso talking. Who am I? What do I know? I'm like you, folks. I'm enjoying this here from North Dakota. We heard Newt Gingrich. He knows. He's been on the inside of the halls of power. He knew what he was talking about when he said a few nights ago, you heard it here, this is the beginning of the end of their world, talking about the deep state and the leftists. He also knew what he was talking about. Very measured words. They're all going to jail. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's continue on that theme. They're all going to jail. And let's continue with somebody who knows what he's talking about. When was the last time that I was deputy director of the FBI, for example? Well, James Carlstrom was deputy director of the FBI. Let me look it up and see if he's assistant director of the FBI. Number two, let's listen in on James Carlstrom, who was interviewed by another great Fox show, the Stuart Varney Show. We'll listen to that in just a moment. But let me just get all my little opening statements done here on the Trump phenomenon. I think we got the date in. We got the call-in number. We're sponsored by the American Freedom Party. I don't get enough chance to talk about the American Freedom Party. I'll let you do that research on your own at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. We're a small political party. We distinguished ourselves when we were the first political party to endorse Donald Trump for president. Beat the Republican Party by about a year in doing that. And we have a platform that you can read at theamericanfreedomparty.us. It sounds an awful lot like Donald Trump's platform. So it wasn't a very hard call for us in our board of directors meeting to endorse Donald Trump. It's pretty easy right after he came down the escalator. And as Donald Trump said at that White House victory celebration yesterday, it's nice to win, isn't it? Let's go to James Carlstrom. And maybe I should begin playing that now. Let me see. Let me cue it up for you, and we'll get it started anyway before we hit a break. Let's see. This is a five-minute segment. Who is James Carlstrom? Let me go read up on him for you. That's what we'll start with. James Carlstrom, born in 1943, which would make him 5 years older than me, 74 years old, former FBI assistant director. Some of the things he did in 1996, he led the investigation into the explosion of TWA Flight 800. I think that's the one that exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland. And he was a supervising agent in the New York investigation of the Cosa Nostra, the Mafia Commission trial of 1985 and 86. He worked for 27 years at the FBI. He is an expert in wiretapping. And he is in the 2016 presidential election, former assistant FBI director James Carlstrom supported Donald Trump and has referred to Hillary Clinton and the Clinton family as being criminal-like. He has called the Clinton Foundation a cesspool and some other distinctive things that James Carlstrom has done. I hear Paul Fromm arriving on the scene. Paul, thank you for joining us.
I'm here. Good to be here.
All righty. And I think you've got your speakers turned down and up. I'm not hearing myself. Well, let's go. I'm about to play a little clip that appeared on the internet and on national television yesterday featuring James Carlstrom, former assistant director of the FBI. Listen to what this man has to say. He's being interviewed by Stuart Varney on Fox. Let me find the clip and play it for all of you. It's coming up here. Let's see here. I just have to locate it. Let's see here. It's coming. It's coming, folks. Is this it right here? Well, I think this might be it. Just a second, we'll have it for you. I've got the... I had it just a second ago, and then I shifted off to read his bio and lost track of where he was. Here he is. All right, hold on to your... Fasten your seat belts. This is going to be a wild 5 minutes here.
state drama at the FBI. I want to ask the following question of someone who knows the answer, and that is this. Is the FBI probe of leading politicians totally and hopelessly politicized? Come on in, please. James Carlstrom, former FBI assistant director, he's always had something to say about this. What do you got to say about it now?
Well, you know, Stuart, for over a year and a half, I think, we've been talking about this sort of reverse crescendo. We started off with Jim Comey and all his crazy actions that I thought were outside the main of how the FBI should operate. And now we come to this, you know, this focus on, you know, the fifth estate that I've talked about, you know, that includes multiplicities of people. But now we know it also includes a bunch of sycophants in the FBI, you know, that were part of the Comey team, apparently, and people in justice also, that I believe have exposure now for obstruction of justice. I mean, people, yeah, people tweet, you know, tweet each other and they send text messages, but they don't plan. The FBI is not in the business of planning to destroy a president of the United States.
Listen to that. The FBI is not in the business of planning to destroy a president of the United States. Now, that's what he's saying. You'll elaborate in a moment. But that is what James Carlstrom, not just anybody, number two man in the FBI recently, James Carlstrom, that is what he is saying with certainty is happening.
I mean, and it's clear to me that that's what
they were.
I think they were. I think they were trying. I think they were way above their capability. You know, this guy thinks he's the Lone Ranger, this Peter Strzok. He's going to float in here. And if by any chance the Trump gets elected, which is a catastrophe in his mind, I mean, I don't know what his mind is thinking. Obama basically destroyed the country. Now you have a guy that wants to fix it. Okay, but anyway, if that's his thinking, you know, and they were obviously, from the words that we saw, they're in Andy's office plotting some kind of thing. And I think that some kind of thing is what we're seeing right now.
Okay, Andrew McCabe, who testified for 8 hours in front of the House Investigations Committee. 8 hours of testimony, folks. The scuttlebutt, you know, what people are whispering and wondering is they believe Andrew McCabe has, what has he done? Spilled the beans. That's the phrase that's being used in the stories. Spilled the beans on his co-conspirators at the top of the FBI. He's turned on them. We'll continue here.
And we've seen for the last, what, ever since he's been elected, we've seen this facade and this phony challenge to Trump about collusion in Russia, which nothing could be further from the truth. All the collusions with the Democrats. And it's very, very depressing to the FBI.
Well,
FBI agents, I mean, 99%,
exactly.
0.9, hardworking, patriotic guys that come to work and girls that come to work, you know, for the good of the country. And you've got this cabal of people, you know, you've got this deputy director who should have been out long time ago for his actions. And then you got Peter Strzok, and who knows how many others, you know. And you got Comey with all the phony stuff that he did, and you know. But I think finally we're going to get to the end of this. But the big mystery here is the Justice Department. What is the Justice Department doing? What is the Attorney General of the United States doing? You know, it's too bad for Donald Trump, who's I've known for a long, long time, and with all his little things that he does that people don't like. His policies are what's going to bring the United States back.
Okay.
There you go. There's more. There's more coming up. But, folks, what's new here, you know, again, the question, the matter of scale, the matter of who's speaking. Well, we patriots have been saying things for decades, and we've been speculating about things for decades. But what's new here? This is the former assistant director of the FBI saying, my FBI that I devoted 27 years of my life to has been corrupted at the top. It committed an act. I'm putting words in his mouth when I say this, but this is treasonous. To attempt to undo an election is an act of treason. and a violation of every oath. Now, he stipulates, of course, that 99.9% of the FBI agents are great people. This takeover was at the top, maybe a few dozen people. But, you know, taking over the top, I mean, that really matters, because they're wielding the full power of the FBI to destroy Donald Trump, to elect Hillary Clinton, to save the deep state. And, well, let's go on. Two more minutes here of James Kallstrom talking to Stuart Varney yesterday.
Globally, in my view, yet, you know, you have this huge storm of people that are just putting roadblock after roadblock. It's a mystery to me why he hasn't called over to the Attorney General and told the Attorney General, give the oversight committees the documents they're looking for. Why is the Trump Justice Department not complying with subpoenas from the Justice Department that want to look into this thing?
Yeah. You know, I want to summarize this. I want to be very clear about it. I have said, in my opinion, and it is an opinion, there is a cabal active within the FBI and the Justice Department,
yes,
which hates Trump,
yes,
which protected Hillary Clinton,
yes,
and tried to bring down Donald Trump.
Yes.
And that is an extraordinary story of interference in an American presidential,
yes,
election.
It is.
And you're...
Five yeses in a row, folks. Just no hesitation, nodding his head before Stuart Varney has finished the question. Yes, yes, five times yes. And folks, that's, as Newt Gingrich said, that's the most extraordinary act of treason, of corruption in American history. And now consider the scale and the context. Not only are we hearing it from, well, when we heard it from Newt Gingrich, that was pretty weighty. But to hear it from James Kallstrom, oh, maybe three times, five times weightier. And it's going to get sweeter in a moment, folks, because James Kallstrom, think about it, folks. If you were the assistant director of the FBI for 20 and had served for 27 years, would you have a few buddies in the FBI, maybe, huh? Yeah. So wait up here, because James Kallstrom is going to say in a moment, he is still very connected to these people inside the FBI, and the guys on the white chargers are riding to our rescue. The reason that Andrew McCabe seemed to be spilling the beans, we're told, in his seven and a half hour hearing, is that he hears the hoofbeats of these white knights, and he also hears the clanking of the bailiff's handcuffs for himself. And here he goes. Here's James Kallstrom.
You're agreeing with me on this?
Oh, yeah, and we've been talking about this in different
Yeah, but now it's out in the open. Now we're saying,
without question, that's what it was. Yeah, just like the whole so-called Clinton investigation was phony from the beginning. We've talked about that. No grand jury, giving witnesses immunity, putting all the subjects in one room at the same time. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts what they did.
Look, James, I've got coming up on a hard break, but I want to ask this question. You've got 20 seconds. What's morale like in the FBI now?
It's not good, but I think recent events that I'm aware of are going to improve that, because there's going to be actually something is going to happen, in my view.
Oh, are you going to leave us on that? James, you got to come back. Yes.
Well, I think there's a lot of patriots that have just had it up to here with what's going on, and they're going to step forward and tell people what the shenanigans have been, how they shut down the Clinton Foundation investigation, how other things, you know, were done that is so anti what the FBI and the United States and this country is about.
We want to hear it, James Kallstrom. We want to hear it here. That's a fact. James, thank you very much indeed. Merry Christmas to you, young man.
Merry Christmas.
Good to see you,
Merry
sir.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Back to the deep state drama.
So there you have it, folks. And we'll take a break right now. We'll come back to evaluate what we just heard. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And what I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks. That's bright enough to see. That's you out there. What you just heard was extraordinary, Paul. That's, you know, it's easy for something like that, you know, to think you're just hearing, you know, an opinion from another talking head. But, folks, that was the former assistant director of the FBI, and what he just said there was, he said, it's coming. You heard it. It's coming. The good guys in the FBI are sick of it. He called them patriots, same name we use for ourselves. He said the patriots are sick of it. They've had enough of it, and they're going to fix it. So, and it's coming fast. So that's what we're seeing right now, is that the Comey is toast. Mueller is toast. And McCabe is toast. Bruce Orr, we're going to learn these names. He is toast. Peter Strzok is toast. His mistress, Lisa Page, she's toast. These are all these people, according to Newt Gingrich, again, what a source, they're all going to jail. And
in what mechanism?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Paul.
In what mechanism are they going to go to jail?
Well, the they've committed treason. They've committed many, many felonies. They've conspired to reverse a federal election. I mean, the crimes, when a prosecutor starts to tabulate the list of the crimes for which they can be indicted, it's going to be as long as anybody's arm. The counts are going to be so numerous. And these are felonies. These are, you know, I mean, commonly 5-year penalty for crimes like these. I'm just saying from my amateur armchair. So if somebody has been in a racketeering enterprise that's covered, you know, years, there are many, many instances, every one of those of treason, every one of those is a count or a felony. And so you now have a situation where Bruce Orr may be looking at 500 years in prison. Peter Strzok may be looking at 1,000 years in prison. Andrew McCabe, you'd think, well, he's such a highly placed guy, assistant director of the FBI. He couldn't be facing 500 years. Yes, he could. Yes, he could. And so, and then James Kallstrom asks a key question. You know, it's very interesting for us on the outside to hear what's on the mind of the people on the inside, like James Kallstrom. Well, what's baffling him is, where is the Justice Department? And you heard his recommendation. Why doesn't President Trump call Jeff Sessions over and say, let's get this thing fired up? Let's get the prosecution fired up. Now, I think we have heard in the last 24 hours that such a thing is going to happen. Jeff Sessions has announced that he's instructing his Justice Department to recommence investigating Hillary Clinton and Uranium One.
Wow, now that's important.
Yeah, that's a big one. So, you know, all of this, you know, this was kind of inevitable. I mean, this was not in doubt, folks, that Jeff Sessions was going to be forced by things like Gingrich. Gingrich, remember, he looked right into the camera as if he was looking right into his friend Jeff Sessions' eyes. I don't know what color they are, blue, green, I don't know. He's looking right into Jeff Sessions' eyes and saying, Jeff, get off your butt. And he said, and he used very strong language. He said, "Not that was my paraphrase, but this is actually what he said. He said, Jeff Sessions has nowhere to hide.
Wow.
That's a quote. You don't say that about your good friend on national television, basically calling him a coward, unless you are really miffed. You're really upset. And Newt Gingrich is this mild-mannered kind of guy. Has anybody ever seen him yelling? Or, you know, he's a mild-mannered guy. And this is all happening. Kallstrom saying these guys are the guys inside the FBI. And so you see the question comes up. Remember, a lot of this action that we're seeing right now derives from the 10,000 text messages between Peter Strzok, Strzok, and his mistress. It's not his girlfriend. He's a married man. His mistress, Lisa Page. Well, how the heck did those text messages
come to light?
Yes, exactly. So who had access to them? Well, it has to be somebody on the inside. Strzok and Page acknowledged, we know they were talking on FBI equipment. That's the secret. That's the key right there. We'll come back to that question. Stay with us.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we're evaluating the 6 incredible minutes of interview on Fox, Stuart Varney interviewing James Carlstrom, former assistant director of the FBI, 27 years in the FBI. That was a bombshell. The other bombshell we had was Sean Hannity interviewing Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich can't say, my old friends, my buddies. And when Carlstrom said this, folks, there was a twinkle in his eye. There was a little curl on his lip of a smile. You know, an expression all of us recognize when somebody's, you know, I gotcha. Gotcha, buddy. And look out. It's coming. That's the look on Carlstrom's face. He's saying, my old buddies in the FBI, they've had enough. And they are... They're going to take you, James Comey and Mueller and so on, they're going to take you apart. Here's Newt Gingrich. This is something we heard a little bit earlier. Let's see if I can just drop it in. I don't have the spot here, but here's that short, also 6 minutes with Gingrich that we heard a couple days ago.
And including, by the way, I think, a great deal of his yet unreported guilt in terms of the chief deputy whose wife had gotten, I think, $900,000 from the Democrats, and yet who was still engaged in all this. I mean, you have here a cesspool of corruption covering up for the Clintons in a way which I would have to say, as a historian, is unimaginable. I do not know of any point in American history where you have this level of a system of corruption. We've had occasional attorney generals. We had one under Harding. We had one under Grant. And you can go back and find individuals who were crooks. But this level of constant methodical undermining of the rule of law, people who thought it was their job to save America. I mean, you have this, when you're talking about law enforcement officials who decide they will impose their version on the American people, you're talking about something very scary and something which totally undermines the American system.
Mr. Speaker, I want to get into the specifics of this. This is very profound because on a level far deeper than Watergate ever was here, there is corruption at the highest levels. This is no longer paranoia. It's provable fact that the fix was in here. You have James Comey. Then you have the pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, Peter Strzok, and then his girlfriend, Lisa Page. Yeah, they're the ones that are going to save America with what they're doing. But this exoneration of Hillary Clinton, when you take out the word likely foreign actors were able to access her email account to cover up a foreign, a national security breach in this country. Then when you take the actual legal language, gross negligence, and you remove that and put in, and you try to be cute and put in extreme carelessness, I don't even know what to say. I mean, there's nothing. Wouldn't you define obstruction?
Look, at every level, this is undermining our system of justice. It is violating the law. It's very likely all of these people will end up going to jail. But imagine that the reverse had happened. Imagine that they had allowed the law to follow its...
There you go. That was what I was going for, folks. They're all going to jail. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, James Callstrom, Assistant Director, former FBI. Paul, this is... You know, this is all too beautiful. We're going from instead of Robert Mueller persecuting Donald Trump with false charges, we're having a complete 180-degree reversal. All of these people persecuting our president are going to themselves be, as Gingrich says, going to jail and for very serious crimes. These are treasonous crimes. They were trying to accuse Donald Trump of something that didn't happen, which would be, some sort of impermissible communication with a Russian ambassador or somebody in the Russian government. By the way, none of which is impermissible. Donald Trump or anybody else is free to talk to anybody in the Russian government anytime they want. And it's actually proper to have such discussions if you're either slated to be or have been elected as president of the United States, especially if you're doing what Trump is doing, which is seeking peace. But these guys, the accusation against Comey is treason. I mean, I'm putting it in as treason. I don't think he'll be charged with treason. He'll be charged with a bunch of felonies, which are tantamount to treason. And he's looking at and these are not people that you expect to see going to jail. This could be so wonderful, Paul. Hillary Clinton in jail, Bill Clinton in jail, James Comey with that smart aleck face of his spending many years in jail. It's just wonderful. And I think it's coming. And Callstrom thinks it's coming. And Gingrich thinks it's coming. So let's go to a caller. Let's go to one of our astute callers in Texas. George, you're on the air.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know about the corruption. You know, one thing I think the Justice Department, Trump really should go to the Justice Department, and that is go to the city of Chicago and find out which city councilmen and commissioners and city government is talking to the UN, because that's another treasonous act, because we don't want foreign troops on our soil. When Trump offered to help Chicago with their crime problem.
Yes, that's a good point, George. But I want to, pardon me for doing this, But there are so many balls in the air right now, and good things happening, all of them good. I want to focus on this one, which is that, and as I said, it's going to take some enormous distraction for people like Comey and Mueller to avoid the prosecution that's coming their way. So they are very much in need of something like this is how bad it is. They need a nuclear missile, a nuclear-tipped missile launched by, what is our president calling him?
Little Rocket Man.
Little Rocket Man. And he also calls him a little fat boy, I think. yeah, Little Rocket Man. Because it's going to take something of that magnitude. Of course, you know, we all absolutely hope such a thing does not occur. But that's how bad. I'm just using that to make the point. It's really bad on the other side right now. And these people are really looking at jail time, because this is, well, we have Fox News. Sean Hannity has seen less than 400 of the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Now, these are not, folks, these are not people in the carpool. This is not the parking attendant, Peter Strzok. He's the head of counterintelligence for the FBI, the head of counterintelligence. He's been shuffled down the hallway lately. He was included as the lead investigator for Robert Mueller. Now, people are saying, well, Robert Mueller dismissed him when he found out this nasty stuff about Peter Strzok. Come on, folks. Do you buy that? Of course,
this nasty stuff being the girlfriend.
The girlfriend and the texting. What Robert Mueller did, he knows Peter Strzok is in on the corruption here. He's part of the cabal, which is exactly what Karlstrom called it, what Varney called it. It is a cabal. So Mueller dismissing Strzok or getting him off the staff, that's called damage control. He's going, uh-oh, they've outed Strzok. They've got the goods on Strzok, so I've got to get him off the staff as damage control, to amputate that part of the rotten cabal. So, Mueller did not act against Strzok. He threw him overboard to limit the damage to his own investigation. The same thing with Lisa Page. The mistress, Lisa Page, also employed by Robert Mueller as one of the lead attorneys in his team that's spending millions of your dollars to try to undo your vote in the 2016 election. And the Bruce Orr, another one on his staff. Bruce Orr, remember, I mean, we have to repeat this kind of detail and so on. Bruce Orr's wife, okay, the firm that Hillary Clinton paid, and we now know it, it's admitted, Hillary Clinton paid $12 million to Fusion GPS through a law firm, a cutout law firm. She gave the money to her law firm, thereby invoking attorney-client privilege. Then that law firm gave the money, this is called money laundering, folks, gave the money to Fusion GPS, where they were concocting a fake dossier on false information, false allegations against Donald Trump, bizarre and totally sick allegations against Donald Trump. Who was working at Fusion GPS? Bruce Orr's wife, who is on the staff of the Mueller investigation. I mean, this is so ingrown, you know, so inbred, this cabal of people. And, you know, that's the way a cabal works. Why do they hire each other and why? Because, you know, if you're committing a crime, you got to keep it in the family. You can't bring in an outsider who's going to notice what's going on and blow the whistle. You have to bring dirty people in to your dirty cabal who are already in on the secret. So this is one of the vulnerabilities. So they actually have his wife working at – how are they going to say we didn't have any connection with Fusion GPS, which is, by the way, a notoriously nasty opposition research company. Their job is to dig up dirt and or – fabricate dirt on political candidates and figures. So, this is so ugly for these people. And, let's just Let's just listen for another second here to another great thing that happened. Let me see if I can find this one. This is, I'll play it in just a bit. I'll find it during a break. Orrin Hatch at the victory celebration in front of the White House. This has all happened in the last 36 hours at that victory celebration, saying the most glowing things about Donald Trump. I want to hear that one more time. Here's some new news. This is, again, this is a heavyweight. Rand Paul, U.S. Senator Rand Paul, calls for investigation of Obama officials colluding against Trump. And Rand Paul says, worse than Watergate. Senator Rand Paul, on Thursday, today, called for an investigation about high-ranking Obama government officials. And by the way, folks, how high? I would say to include Obama, who might have worked together to stop the election of President Trump. Now, we can delete the word might. That's just being put in there for polite conversation by Rand Paul. We know it's not might. And he says, he tweets, time to investigate high-ranking Obama government officials who might have colluded to prevent the election of Donald Trump. This could be, then in all caps, worse than Watergate. Oh, there's another hammer dropping. Let's see, there's a little bit of background here. And this has to be repeated over and over again for the public. And that's good. Breitbart, I'm reading this off of Breitbart. They're educating the public about all these names we've never heard of, like Peter Strzok. And by the way, folks, people like Peter Strzok, they never wanted their names ever to be known by anybody. They want to work in the shadows. They're like cockroaches. You know, as soon as you turn the light on, they scatter. But and the same with Bruce Orr, another of the cockroaches. They're not front men. But there you go. So that's the new piece of news today. Is Rand Paul joining the call for let's go after these people? And it's a mounting cry to get these people tried, get them investigated, and this will free up the Trump revolution, folks. All this heat that's been put on Donald Trump. They've tried scandal after scandal after dirty trick. After kick to the groin against Donald Trump, trying to cripple his presidency and slow down everything he's doing, slow walk everything through approvals in Congress and so on. What do they call it? They call it the resistance. They've actually given themselves a name. They call themselves proudly the resistance, led by people like Pelosi and Schumer. Well, this now trumps all of that. This dirt uncovered about the Democrats, what do they say? The best defense is a good offense. And so the Trump team has now shifted to offense. And that makes it pretty much unnecessary for the Donald Trump defense to waste any more energy fending off these baseless attacks. But now they've now gone on offense. And let's find... let me find this this wonderful statement from Orrin Hatch, if I can find that for you. Here it is. This is so beautiful. May I play this just a few moments? And those of you who've been in politics for a long time, you know what a big figure Orrin Hatch is. He's not just anybody. He carries a huge reputation. And he wasn't really on the Trump team. He wasn't a... You know, he was almost a never Trumper. I don't know. It may be unfair to say that, but he didn't get it that Donald Trump was the real deal. But, you know, people change. People have revelations. And that revelation, you can hear it in Orrin Hatch's voice. He's got it. Donald Trump is the real deal. Listen to him. Here's Donald Trump introducing him on the steps of the White House in the last 36 hours.
Really well of me when it wasn't exactly the easiest thing to do. He was just always in there, always fighting for all of us, and did a fantastic job as chairman. Orrin, say a few words, please.
The whole Congress is on the steps.
Well, Mr. President, I have to say that you're living up to every everything I thought you would. You're one heck of a leader, and we're all benefiting from it. This bill could not have passed without you, couldn't have passed without the Alaskan delegation, couldn't have passed without the leadership in the House and the Senate, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and the other leaders as well. All I can say is that we're making headway. This is just the beginning. You often think about it, this president hasn't even been in office for a year. And look at all the things that he's been able to get done by sheer will in many ways. And I just hope that we all get behind him every way we can, and we'll get this country turned around in ways
right
that
back,
will benefit
folks.
The whole
Good
world.
Good chance for you to call in.
But above
show.
All,
without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks. And George is on the line. A good chance for anybody else who wants to call in to call in. George is gone. All right. Let me just wrap up with this. Let's finish this from Orrin Hatch, which is so amazing and so encouraging. And there's a, folks, there's a sea change just occurred in the last 36 hours in Washington, D.C., with the entire Republican Party, including all the, you know, all the dopes and idiots and never-Trumpers, falling behind Donald Trump as their leader. Listen to what Orrin Hatch has to say in that regard. Here he is.
Always fighting for all of us and did a fantastic job as chairman. Orrin, say a few words, please.
Orrin speaks for all of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, Mr. President, I have to say that you're living up to everything I thought you would. You're one heck of a leader, and we're all benefiting from it. This bill could not have passed without you, couldn't have passed without the Alaskan delegation, couldn't have passed without the leadership in the House and the Senate, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and the other leaders as well. All I can say is that we're making headway. This is just the beginning. You often think about it, this president hasn't even been in office for a year. And look at all the things that he's been able to get done by sheer will in many ways. And I just hope that we all get behind him every way we can, and we'll get this country turned around in ways that will benefit the whole world. But above all, benefit our people and bring us all to a realization of how really great America really is and how the rest of the world depends on us. I love this country. I came from very humble roots. And I have to say that this is one of the great privileges of my life to stand here on the White House lawn with the President of the United States, who I love and appreciate so much, and with these wonderful colleagues and cabinet members who stand behind us. And to see all of you and realize that you care too. All I can say is that God loves this country. We all know it. We wouldn't be where we are without him. And we love all of you. And we're going to keep fighting. And we're going to make this the greatest presidency that we've seen, not only in generations, but maybe ever. God bless all of you.
Thank you. Paul, we'll end on that note. Folks, you hear something like that once in your life. Orrin Hatch is his voice is cracking throughout that very short statement, only seconds long. But he speaks for this the entire Republican House and Senate. As I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Orrin, of course, is one of the good. But he is so respected as a dean, as an elder, that what you just heard was your government coming together behind your leader. Wow. We'll be back again to continue this tomorrow night. More of an update. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow night.
Don't stop.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.